Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the 2022 Oklahoma State University Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours underway across the wheat belt of the state of Oklahoma. Check with your local extension office to get details of the plot near you, and you can go to okwheat.org to find out details of the wheat field days that are planned between now and the end of May. The plot tours are a great way to compare wheat varieties side by side in your part of the state. That'll give you more information in making wheat variety decisions for your farm operation. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, proud to support the Wheat Improvement Team and the development of wheat varieties in the state by wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver that address the agronomic challenges in the Southern Plains and produce a high-quality wheat for the end user. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, of course, a lot of legislative work still going on at the state capitol. Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to catch up with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. Progress is being made on the medical marijuana issues, Kelsey said.
Yeah, we're real excited. We've just been kind of building momentum all along, and I've been optimistic. There was a time there it was like, uh-oh, looks like the wheels may be coming off a little bit. But agriculture and our coalition that's been working on this, we've had an opportunity to sit down with the leadership on both sides of the Capitol. There's a lot of common ground, a lot of common ground. And in fact, there's only one or two issues that we're kind of, we're not real comfortable with it, depending upon which side. And quite frankly, those weren't as important to us as maybe they are. Those particular issues weren't as important to us as maybe they are some of the others in the marijuana industry. And so for a minute, think patient or sales to the patient. But on the rural side of things, we've got some really good stuff, Ron. And we're in the process of getting conference signatures. Conference committee signatures, so agreement between the two divisions of the Capitol, the House and the Senate. There are a little bit of differences getting those ironed out together, and you have to go through a signature process basically to do that.
On the budget, Kelsey said he believes they'll come out with one early this week.
They go through the processes to approve it, which takes several legislative days to get that done. And then they'll adjourn, but not sine die. They'll adjourn and allow the 5 days that the veto process takes. If they just completely turn out, then the governor's got 15 days, plus they can't come back and overturn a veto because they've signed he died. So they want to be able to overturn a veto if they need to, and so they'll just adjourn to sine he die, which would be probably the following week, but in essence, they won't be at the Capitol.
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and OCA's Michael Kelsey, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, at the Lahoma Field Day, I had the opportunity to speak with Keith Felty. He's the treasurer of the National Association of Wheat Growers and, of course, a wheat producer from Jackson County. We talked about the crop this year, and drought conditions along with weather has really impacted everything.
Well, our crop has been suffering pretty severely all growing season this year with drought and the dry weather conditions that we've been having.
With high temperatures and high winds, Felty said visible moisture from the first rain event was gone by the time the second one came around.
The kind of unfortunate thing in that is we were 105 to 107 3 days in a row with 40-mile-an-hour winds and like 8% humidity between them. So the first one was gone by the time the second one got there. But I do believe that wheat that was established early when we were moist in the middle part of October and still is viable, that this rain will be beneficial to help finish filling.
Once again, that's Keith Felty. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.